Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
24 degrees at kickoff for the Chiefs game. We know the Lions game will have nice weather. 32 degrees for the Eagles game. And 19 in Buffalo. That's right now. Could go down to like 10 or 9 in Buffalo. And that's the game. And here to talk about these games, unfortunately, none of which include the Steelers, is our friend Nick Kostos, host of You Better You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Check the latest lines on the BetMGM app and catch You Better You Bet weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern on the BetQL network and watch from 6 to 7 p.m. on NBC Sports Now on Peacock. That's 6 to 7 Eastern time. Nick, you can also see him on our YouTube page, Donnie, which has taken off here.
Yes,
it
has.
It has really taken off. A lot of people subscribe to our YouTube page. Don't cost nothing. And you can get a look at Donnie Football. Nick Kostos in the middle there. You can see my Sabres hat, Nick. I have an emotional investment in the Buffalo Bills. I grew up there. I hate them for what they did to Flutie, but I love them from my childhood, and all my friends and parents are watching.
What did they do to Flutie?
No, they went. They benched.
To Rob Johnson?
Yes, they went to Rob Johnson
This Flutie. Was like 25 years ago. You're still upset over Rob Johnson and also like Rob Johnson like won that game against the Titans in the wild card round. Played like the entire final drive with only one shoe on. Like they won the game and then the Titans had the Music City Miracle.
Nick,
right?
I have all my resentments from sports and life alphabetized for the last 40 years. So yes, I'm still resentful
over
that.
That's a weird one though. Like we're still hung up on Doug Flutie.
Yes.
Like you're not upset at like losing four straight Super Bowls in the early 90s.
Well, that hurt.
Hung up on Doug Flutie and Rob Johnson.
Yes, I am.
Jimmy Johnson for stepping on the Flutie flakes.
They lied to him.
That wild card game in the late 90s.
I have a bag of Flutie flakes. I was at the playoff game in Miami when Flutie should have beaten the Dolphins, but the Dolphins cheated as they always did. Do the Bills have a chance here? Give me some bets from the Bills game.
Do they have a chance? Of course, yeah, they definitely have a chance. Do I think they're going to win? No, I don't. I love the Ravens. Sorry to say that in Pittsburgh. I got a lot of, wow, it was great. I love it. I love the interaction. A lot of angry Steelers fans last week because I said the Steelers suck on the show. They do. Also, I bet them. So, like, I suck the most because, like, I had Steelers plus 10 last week. Everyone's like, Steelers suck. How does it feel to be a Giants fan? Yeah, well, both of our teams are now, like, in Cancun together. So, it feels pretty good. I think the Ravens are going to win. I think they're going to win maybe by 7 to 10 points here. I don't think this is team with the ball last wins the game. I think Baltimore might have the game in hand. Now, I don't think the Ravens will get to or win the Super Bowl. I'll take Kansas City next week in that AFC championship game if and when we get it. But I feel pretty strong about Baltimore winning. Buffalo has an undersized defense. I think the Ravens will run all over them. And I think the Ravens are a flat-out better team than the Bills are. The Ravens are my favorite bet of the weekend in any of the four games to win and advance to the title game.
Well, Nick, that was going to be the question I was going to ask next, your favorite bet of the weekend. But I guess out of the other three games, keeping the big one aside, how do you feel, I guess, trickling down? Ones you feel best about to worst about?
So what I'm looking to do with the Lions-Commanders game, I would really like to tease Detroit. What you want to do with teasers generally, and this will be like a 15-second thing, you want to tease either up through 3-7 or down through 7-3. The two numbers that land the most. So Detroit right now is -9.5 at BetMGM, which means if you tease Detroit down, you tease them down to 3.5, which means if they win by 3, the most common number, you lose. So you don't want to do that. But Detroit has been in range a couple times this week at -8.5, where you could tease them down to -2.5. If you win by 3, you win. That's what you want. And you could tease Detroit and Kansas City, that was available earlier in the week, both down to -2.5. I think the Chiefs and the Lions will both win. I don't know if they'll cover. If people want to do a money line parlay, I would play both favorites on Saturday. I feel pretty good about that. The Chiefs and the Lions both winning. As far as the Rams and the Eagles go, total in the game is now sitting 43.5. I like the over, and I'll like it even more. And I heard you guys talking about one of the, maybe like the update talking about this. Maybe snow in the forecast on Sunday in both Philly and Buffalo, and going to be really, really cold. And we've talked about this, guys, over the course of the season on the show. The thing that screws up offenses is not snow or rain, unless it's like a biblical proportions. It's wind. Wind is what messes up an offense, messes up a passing game. And the number that you generally are looking for, and this is all publicly available stuff, you go Google, weather app on your iPhone, 25 mile per hour winds. That's the number you're looking for. That's what can start to impact a passing game. It looks like this is going to be like 10 mile per hour winds in these games. And if there's snow on the ground, snow actually helps the offense because the offensive players know where they're going. The defensive players don't. Like it actually, this stuff matters. So if there's snow on the ground, I actually think it like makes my over even better in the Rams and Eagles game. And my sense, guys, is that the Eagles, because they always do, will draw betting interest in between now and kickoff on Sunday. I don't know if it goes up to a full 7. It's currently Eagles minus 6, but maybe it goes to 6.5. I'm looking for the best number to take the points with the Rams, not necessarily to win the game. I do think that like the Eagles will probably win a very close game, but I do think the Rams will keep this close probably until the final drive.
Do you have numbers on things like the Steelers' next quarterback? Do you look at things like that? Because the odds...
Well, maybe we can talk about it.
Yeah, you know, the odds I saw the other day were said Aaron Rodgers was in the lead, and I just don't see that happening. But what are your thoughts about the Steelers' next QB?
I don't know. I think they might be like a brain-dead operation at this point now. Aaron Rodgers? Like
Darnold's like, been thrown out there.
Sam Darnold has been thrown out there. Yeah, I mean, like, did anyone watch what Sam Darnold just did the last couple games? Like, if the Steelers wanted to draft a quarterback and pay Darnold, like, $10 million for 1 year. So, here's my opinion. Sam Darnold showed in the last two games of the season that he doesn't deserve a Baker Mayfield contract. He deserves a Sam Darnold contract. Baker got 3 years, $100 million. Who's giving that? The Steelers are going to give Sam Darnold a three-year deal? You want that guy as your starting quarterback? The whole thing with the Steelers is they can't win a playoff game. You want this guy coming in as your quarterback? And I'll just take the step. This isn't the question you asked, but I'm going to give you something else here. If Mike Tomlin isn't open to being traded, the Steelers should fire him. Like this, like enough. Enough already. He's a great coach. He's an awesome coach. He would be hired immediately. Like when the Eagles fired Andy Reid, he was hired by the Chiefs like 2 days later. Like, Tomlin would get another job immediately, and he would probably go and win wherever he went. He's a great coach. I'm not saying he's a bad coach, but, like, this has run its course. 6 straight playoff losses, 96 points, rudderless operation, uninspired football. And I felt this way, guys, and I bet the game, and I bet the Steelers, so I was pretty pissed. At halftime on Saturday on Amazon Prime, Kaylee Hartung's interviewing Mike Tomlin. They're getting their asses kicked. And he does his typical Mike Tomlin rah-rah BS, which is only, it's not BS overall, but it's BS when you get your ass kicked 5 straight games to end the season. Like, enough. Like, who's the next quarterback? Who's the next coach? That's what the Steelers should be talking about right now, in my opinion.
How about that passion? And that's one of the great rants I think we've ever gotten here, Joe.
That was unbelievable. Who's going to win?
It's okay.
I liked it. Who's going to win defensive? We've been talking about that all week. Mm-hmm. Like people just shoot down this idea of a trade. What's so crazy about it? Multiple
they
coaches
do
have
it.
Been traded.
But
yes, they should.
Why do you want him? Like, and he's, again, like, he won a Super Bowl. He went to another. You can't take it away from him. He's an awesome coach, just to reiterate. Because I love people, you think Mike Tomlin sucks? No, he's great. I'm a Giants fan. I'd love for him to coach my team. Like, why do you guys still want him to coach the team? Like, isn't the whole point to win a Super Bowl? Isn't that the whole thing? You can't win a damn playoff game.
Most people at this point don't, if you're in this town. We've been talking about that all week. Anyway, yeah, defensive player of the year and MVP. Who are the odds-on favorites right now? It seems like Lamar, based on that first-team All-Pro nomination, right?
Yeah, so you can't bet this stuff anymore. Like, the market's closed. My guess as to who wins, I think Lamar is going to win. I think it's going to be very close. I think there are some people that have voted Lamar first-team All-Pro as a way to kind of reward him for a better statistical season and will still vote Josh Allen MVP. But I do think that Lamar is likely to win. I think TJ Watt is zero to win Defensive Player of the Year. I think it'll be Patrick Surtain and then Myles Garrett. I think Patrick Surtain will win, the Denver Broncos corner. Myles Garrett second. I have talked to at least one voter. I'm friends with a lot. I worked in the league for a long time. At least one voter who will not have TJ Watt on his ballot at all for Defensive Player of the Year this year.
Appreciate the time, Nick. We'll talk to you next week.
Looking forward to it. Wishing everyone Minimal Sweats Winning Bets the absolute very best of luck.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
That was the host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Kostos. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines on the BetMGM app. He did get into it with Steeler fans last week after his appearance on our show, Donnie. It got ugly for a minute there.
I was surprised that he had faith that the Steelers would cover that spread, just knowing their playoff history a little bit.
I didn't think they'd go there and quit. And even though they quit, they had the ball on the Ravens 37 with a chance to cover with 8 minutes left. That's a hell of a large spread.
Yeah, I mean, I felt like that I had that game more than any other pegged, not quite on the score, but pretty much on the money. I thought it would be a 14-point game where the Ravens had a bigger lead than 14 points most of the time, and the Steelers kind of clawed back and made it a game. And that's precisely what we got. Joe, something else I find interesting here.
Yes.
I know it'll be a little like random conversation. He was bringing up the All-Pro thing and MVP discussion with Josh Allen and Lamar. So just out of curiosity, I have like the Steelers draft history pulled up. And it has a part where it says, you know, a column for first team All-Pro selections for whatever given player.
Yeah.
You got to scroll a pretty good bit before you find a single guy that they have drafted in the last decade to have any All-Pro nod. TJ's the only guy. He has four.
Who's the next guy on that list? Is that what you're asking me?
The next guy on that list that has any sort of All-Pro nod before TJ.
Before TJ.
Yeah, actually, I'm interested to see if either of you guys get this.
DeCastro?
He does have two, but there was one player more recently.
Probably Pouncey, 2010.
Well, no. Pouncey was before DeCastro.
Before DeCastro. Was it offense or defense?
Offense. Donnie? It was drafted more recently than...
Antonio. No, he was 2010.
Yeah, he was in the same as Pouncey.
Wasn't Juju, was it?
No.
Wasn't Lev Bell?
It was Lev Bell.
Lev Bell.
He had two. But, I mean, there are a lot of years where you just scroll down and it's 0-0-0-0 all the way through. You got to go all the way back to 2017 with TJ Watt. to find just a first-team All-Pro player. Now, you have Cam Hayward, too. He's obviously further down that list, but
no,
that's a bit damning about their draft history.
And here's the other thing. Even their most talented players, like Le'Veon Bell, have completely flaked out on them. And certainly didn't deliver championships, but more than that, just flaked out. Him, Antonio Brown, looking like Pickens, like these guys they've had that have been so talented. That's what has happened on offense. And I truly believe in the last 6 years, or since they first turned their eye to the post-Roethlisberger era, which I believe was when they drafted Mason Rudolph, their best pick offensively relative to his peers is Kevin Dotson, and they screwed him up here. He had to go be good somewhere else.
And he was a fourth rounder. That would have been a hell of a find. That would have been a pick that we circle and say, man, they found this dude at pick 135, and look what he's turned into.